Nolte, Rose McGowan blisters Natalie Portman over Oscar dress hypocrisy. By John Nolte on February 12, 2020. Actress and activist Rose McGowan blasted actress Natalie Portman's pro-female director Oscar dress as hypocritical. Brave? No, not by a long shot. More like an actress acting the part of someone who cares. As so many of them do, McGowan wrote in a Facebook post published Tuesday. She added, I find Portman's type of activism deeply offensive to those of us who actually do the work. I'm not writing this out of bitterness, I'm writing out of disgust. I just want her and other actresses to walk the walk. Natalie, you have worked with two female directors in your very long career, one of them was you. You have a production company that has hired exactly one female director, you. What is it with actresses of your ilk? You A-listers could change the world if you take a stand instead of being the problem. Yes, you, Natalie. You are the problem. Lip service is the problem. Fake support of other women is the problem. Ouch. Portman wore a cape to Sunday night's disastrous, well-catarred Oscar ceremony embroidered with the names of female directors snubbed by the Academy. But her blow against the patriarchy does indeed ring hollow when you look at her own record of working with and hiring female directors, which is practically non-existent. The sycophants at the far-left Hollywood Reporter attempted to defend Portman's honor, and their access to her, with this twaddle. Portman has actually worked with three female helmers on feature films, but two are omnibus films with multiple directors. Mira Nair in New York, I Love You, Rebecca Zlotowski for Planetarium and Vinita Shastri for The Heyday of the Insensitive Bastards. She has additionally worked on short films with Marya Cohn, Developing, and Shirin Neshat, Illusions and Mirrors, a music video with Anna Rose Holmer, James Blake's My Willing Heart, and two Dior commercials with Sofia Coppola. Short films. Commercials. Please, sycophants, how about a little dignity? As far as those feature films, New York, I Love You is not a feature film. It's a feature-length film made up of 11 short films. The Heyday of the Insensitive Bastards is also not a feature film. It is another feature-length film made up of short films, 7. Planetarium is an independent film no one's heard of. So, in summation, Natalie Portman is 38 years old, she's been an A-list star for at least 20 of those years, and she won the Best Actress Oscar 10 years ago, which gave her the power to pretty much do whatever she wanted. According to IMDb, since becoming a star, she's appeared in some 35 feature films, only one of which, 1, was directed by a woman. 2, if you count Portman directing herself. What's more, Portman's produced 7 feature films, all of which were directed by guys. Rose McGowan is 100% correct. The idea that Portman, an A-list star with a Best Actress Oscar, does not have the power to boost, hire, especially as a producer, or demand a female director, is ludicrous. What's more, her next movie, Marvel's Thor, Love and Thunder, will also be directed by a fella. So once again, what we have in Natalie Portman is just another Hollywood hypocrite and elitist who lectures the rest of us while she does nothing other than call attention to herself with her stupid gown. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.